Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heel women are our last hope, no fooling. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. If you had told me that on April Fool's Day, the only basketball team still playing in the NCAA tournament from the Triangle and the state would be the Carolina women, well, I would have said April Fool's. Not that the UNC women don't deserve it. In fact, they are one of the best stories of the entire season, right up there with Larry Brown's SMU team that's in the NIT Final Four, Wichita State's undefeated run to the NCAAs, and of course Virginia coming out of nowhere to win both the ACC regular season and tourney. But come on, people, this was the first time in 35 years since Black Sunday in 1979 that a team from North Carolina did not reach the Sweet 16. The first time since old Roy's been back that his team missed it for two straight years. It's also the second time in 3 years that Duke lost to a double-digit seed in the first NCAA tournament game, and the fourth straight year that no ACC team is playing on the last weekend of the season. Even the Duke and State women did not make it out of their second round of the dance. But the Tar Heels keep winning for recovering coach Sylvia Hatchell, who vows to be on the bench if they can beat Stanford tonight and reach the Final Four for the first time since assistant coach Ivory Latta led them there for two straight years. I think I'm right about that. The big question is whether all-everything freshman Diamond DeShields will play after aggravating her sprained ankle in the win over South Carolina in the Sweet 16. Imagine that, the two Carolinas having to travel clear across the country to play. Now the Heels have the ultimate road game against number 2 seed Stanford on the Cardinals' home floor with the capacity crowd roaring. Associate head coach Andrew Calder has done a great job handling the team with the specter of Hatchell's illness hanging over the Lady Heels. Now if they can just pull out one more magic trick, Calder will happily slide down a seat and let Sylvia retake the big chair. What a story that would be in Nashville, where someone would probably write a country song about it. How about, we like it, we love it, we want some more of it. Let's go, you Diamond Heels. Make all of the otherwise local losers proud. This is Archansky. See ya.